Good evening. Welcome to our fifth Lenten Vespers. Our theme for this year is Return to the Lord. And our theme for today is Return from Denial. We would love it if you join us next week for our sixth and final midweek Vespers service, where the theme will be Return to the Lord. And you can look at the back of the bulletin for our Holy Week service schedule, with the first Holy Week service being Palm Sunday on March 28th. We turn to the service of Vespers on 229. Please rise. O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare.
God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation.
We chant Psalm 130 in the front of our hymnals, responsively by bull verse.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be free. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. Steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it
not all the blood of beasts
22. Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light, and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Lenten Responsory on page 231. Deliver me, O Lord, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord, my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
We sing hymn 428.
Accused, and Peter knew it. Jesus was being accused
and would eventually go to prison and to death. The pressures around him pressed in on him, and he denied Jesus before just common servants around a fire. We all, at times, have denied Jesus by soft peddling our faith, by acting like we don't recognize Jesus. We know that there's times we too, like Peter, have forgotten about Jesus. But Jesus takes that sin to the cross as well. He can forgive us and restore us so that we do not deny Jesus, but we confess him. The evening that this happened started as an excellent evening on Maundy Thursday, when Jesus had instituted Holy Communion, when he had washed their feet, and then he went out to the Garden of Gethsemane. But then it all began to come off the rails. Jesus had told them ahead of time that Peter would deny knowing Jesus 3 times. Jesus had just washed their feet and made it clear to them, "Among you, the greatest will be a servant." So the authority of a Christian is serving others, not expecting everybody to serve us. And so Jesus, having washed their feet, sadly has to tell them that one of them will betray him and that Peter will deny him. Peter is aghast at this. The Lord tells him ahead of time that you will deny me. And Peter says, "All these other apostles may deny you, but never me, O Lord. I will never deny you." They went out to the Mount of Olives, foot of the Mount of Olives in the Garden of Gethsemane, and they saw Jesus pray. 3 times Jesus prayed. There was a different way to redeem mankind, but not my will, but your will be done. And then it happened. Judas Iscariot comes. They come and arrest Jesus like he's an ordinary criminal. Peter, taking matters into his own hand, takes his sword and cuts off the ear of the servant. But Jesus kneels down and heals the man's ear. Peter's always actively involved in something. But when they dragged Jesus to the high priest's house, Peter's curiosity got the best of him. Even though they initially all left, Peter then follows behind into the courtyard. And little did he know, he was going to do exactly what Jesus told him. He hears the sound of Jesus there in the Caiaphas courtyard, and it's a cold evening. And so he goes close to the fire to warm himself. He wasn't really paying attention. He's focused on what is happening. And he didn't notice the servant girl intently looking at him, saying, "Wait a minute. You are one of this man's disciples. You were with him." Peter instantly jumps and blurts out, "No, I don't know the man." Now, from the peer pressure of just ordinary people in a courtyard warming themselves, he denies for the first time, saying, "I don't even know this man." Things continue. The trial at night continues. They're in the cold. The woman had moved on, and now a young man comes and looks at Peter and recognizes him. "You're one of them. You're one of his disciples. I saw you in the garden." And Peter is quite irritated because he's been interrupted again. And he says, "Man, I am not one of his disciples." And the young man walks away. But Peter, now as he's listening and watching this trial take place, is sitting again by the fire, and then one more person comes up to him. He hears all the yelling and the screaming, and then it happened. One more man comes up to him and says, "Your accent gives you away. I can tell by the way you talk, you're from Galilee. I'm telling you, this man was with Jesus." And all eyes turned on Peter. And then a third time, he denied. But that third time, he even brought down curses upon himself.
"Man, I do not know what you are talking about," he said to the third man. He called curses down upon himself, and then he could hear the rooster crow. They found Caiaphas' courtyard. I've been there, and you can actually stand in the area of the courtyard, and there's a dungeon down below where they would have kept Jesus. And there's steps coming up from the Kidron Valley up to this place that you could walk on, those very steps that Jesus walked on being arrested. And there in the courtyard, someone has carved in iron a rooster crowing on a pole right there in the courtyard, recalling this event. Three times Peter denies that he knows Jesus. And can you imagine what it was like? Jesus was in the courtyard, hands tied behind his back, and he just turns and he says nothing. He looks at Peter. And then it all came crashing down on Peter. With that eye contact and the crowing of the rooster, tears well up in Peter's eyes. In front of the whole crowd, he couldn't face what he had just done to Jesus. But being a man of repentance, he went outside the courtyard, and this grown man, this big burly fisherman, weeps bitterly for what he has done to his Lord. Peter had said, "All these others will deny you, but never me." And it was Peter who did. Here we see that in Peter we can see ourselves. Times we have failed to acknowledge our faith in front of other people. When people are talking about religious manners, there's been times that with those matters being discussed, maybe we've acted like we didn't hear. Or because we fear mockery, we may have been silent when we should have spoken up. The guilt could have overwhelmed and destroyed Peter. But the difference between Judas and Peter was this. Judas was sorry for what he had done by betraying Jesus, but he went out and hanged himself. He gave up all hope and all faith. Peter, however, goes and weeps bitterly, and he is truly repentant for what he has done. We confess at the beginning of the service on Sunday, "I, a poor, miserable sinner." The next time you say that, imagine yourself like Peter. Jesus looking at you, and you realize all of your sins, and you too weep bitterly because of the sins you have committed. But there is hope for Peter, and there is hope for you and me. The New Testament makes clear that in one of the resurrection appearances by the beach, by the Sea of Galilee, when Jesus made then breakfast, Jesus asks Peter three times, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" Recalling what he said on Maundy Thursday, recalling when he had denied him, he now asks Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" He says, "Lord, you know I love you." A little while later, as he's eating breakfast, he says a second time, "So Peter, do you love me more than these? Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." He said it both times. In other words, "Pastor my people." A third time, Jesus asked them, "Peter, do you love me?" And the book of John says, Peter was grieved when the Lord asked him a third time. He knew exactly what Jesus was saying to him. "You denied me three times. Now I give you the opportunity to confess me three times." He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep," Jesus says. And indeed, Peter would spend the rest of his life as a shepherd of the flock of God. Tradition says that he was crucified upside down in Rome. And he would spend the rest of his life, beginning with his sermon on the day of Pentecost when 3,000 people were baptized, he was restored fully, he continued to shepherd the church, and he who had denied Christ was now affirmed by Christ with his forgiveness. same thing is true of you and me. After we confess our sins, we hear the word of absolution. We do admit that we are poor, miserable sinners. But Christ says through the words of the pastor, I forgive you your sins. You are restored. This is the good news of Jesus. He restores sinners like Peter and like you and me. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Like Peter, like Paul, who had formerly persecuted the church, and like you and me. He calls us to return from the times we have denied and to be reaffirmed because he is gracious and he is merciful and he is slow to anger and he is abounding in steadfast love. As our theme this year is, return to the Lord your God. Today, because Christ finished the work of our salvation on the cross, we too, like Peter, can return from denial, be forgiven and restored through Christ crucified and risen, and from now on, confess his name boldly before all the world. God grant that during Lent and at every point in our life, we would daily return to the Lord our God, who forgives and who restores. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding keep us in faith in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen.
Continue with the Magnificat on page 231. Please stand. Let my prayer rise before you as incense. Thank you. Kyrie, page 233. Please stand.
Of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.